Hi, this is Peter Kane. I'm here at Lucid, and with me today is Angela Wilson from what used to be known as North Scotland Industries Group, but is now Energy North. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Peter.
Good to see you. Angela was very much a partner with Lucid when we worked with the former NSIG, now Energy North, in delivering an energy PR programme for the Highlands. How did that go, Angela? How did you view the kind of highlights of that programme?
The High Energy PR programme worked very well. It enabled a lot of companies who perhaps would never use the facilities of a PR company. It enabled them to get press releases out into the public domain, also helping with the High Energy website. There was a few notable stories that came out from that, and I believe a lot of the companies are still working with Lucid, so it's been a mutually benefit to everyone concerned.
It was quite surprising where a lot of those stories went, wasn't it? Because there was amazing stories from MTDS with their water turbine story, going as far as Brazil and Uruguay, mm-hmm. and so on. So it was a worthwhile programme in that we managed together to find there was a lot of stories in the energy in the Highlands and Islands.
Mm-hmm. It was great to get stories in magazines such as International Water and Dam, and a lot of specialist publications that perhaps the companies had never heard of. To get Highland companies into those was a real feat.
And it was an interesting programme, but it also kind of marked a bit of a watershed of a change for North Scotland Industries Group, didn't it?
Oh, it certainly did. It certainly helped our name to become better known, and I think that's what sort of made us realise that we wanted to maybe sort of rebrand ourselves, just because the sort of spotlight was on us.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, North Scotland Industries Group is a trade group that has members in the energy industry across the Highlands and Islands. And as we've discussed before, NSIG doesn't have the word energy in there. But now you've changed the name, changed the branding. And how's that gone for you?
It's been a fairly long, drawn-out process, but we're just about there now. We have our launch at the end of this week. But you're right, not mentioning the word energy in the name was really not an oversight, but it made it quite difficult to sort of explain to people, especially at international trade shows, that no, it wasn't industry, it was energy. Also difficulties using North Scotland, because you wouldn't believe you actually had to describe to people where the North of Scotland was. In actual fact, North of Scotland is quite a large area, covering Argyll right up to Shetland. So we really feel that the new name is more strategic than the old name, but it also signifies sort of a new start for Energy North, almost like not a new policy, but maybe new activities that we're going to take part in. The first of which is a new energy database called Ignite, which we'll be actually launching this week. It will include all projects for renewable energy and oil and gas in the north of Scotland and the world. It will be for exclusive use of the members, and it will enable them to search by area, by supply chain requirement, by company, by contact name. So, you know, it's quite a good sort of start for Energy North.
It'll be a fantastic tool for things like tendering, supply chain information, partnerships and other things that the members can do. How many members now, Angela?
We are now sitting at 130 members. We've lost a couple of members this year, but we've also picked up a few new members. So you know, we're constantly changing, constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. But we certainly doubled our membership in the last 2 years. So it has been quite a significant increase in membership.
And just shows you how important energy in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland are.
It's becoming more and more important. Obviously, you know, the Highlands have been involved in the oil and gas industry since the 70s, but renewable energy is right at the forefront now, and I suppose the majority of our members are involved in renewable energy in some form.
Okay, Angela, thanks very much. What I'd like to do, and maybe follow this interview up and do some more and find out more as we're going through the year about the different events as Energy North delivers them across Scotland and further afield, really.
Yeah, that would be great, Peter.
Thank you.
Thanks.